Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land. Down there, the lower bubble, beaming in. No dog now. The dog has left the room. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
The dog has left the building, but there's a little dog in all of us. Am I right, boys?
Actually, I like that. Up there in the top square. Beaming in from the desert, one of my favorite airports with that outdoor beverage spot. Matt Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boys? Good to see you again.
I'm just laughing. When I was visiting Matt, he hooked me up with a Nettie stick. I just got my re-up yesterday. And then Cobb's on the boomstick.
So boomstick can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people. We're talking about like the little... you wouldn't even call it a mint. Matt, what the hell are these things?
They're aromatherapy inhalers.
It's aromatherapy, man.
All right. It's a little 100% legal aromatherapy stick. And it's like menthol smell, kind of. But it does open up your sinuses. It feels good.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of something to do. Like I will say, full disclosure, right? Like, you know, thankfully Matt saw me in California. As far as Cobb knows, I could be lying about taking time off from drinking because I was drinking when I saw him. But I don't know, man. Friday nights to me are the toughest night if I'm not boozing. Just because it's Friday and you're ready to do something, you know. But I don't know. Last Friday I sat around, had a little edible, had my Netty stick and watched 3 episodes. I almost got away with it.
It's a chill Friday.
Like I'm saying, like, we were saying, I don't know if it helps or whatever, but it's something to kind of do. And then also we were talking about, Matt, you kind of keep freezing up there, man, just a heads up.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's hard for people to stop and not have some type of habit. I don't want to say addiction, but like,
yeah, ritual, habit.
Correct. Yeah. And like Saturday and Sunday, like there's stuff going on, right? Like Saturday, we watched the Champions League. I still hung out at a bar for like 3 hours. But like, yeah, Sunday there's sports on, but like, I don't know, Friday night, it's just like, all right, work week's over. Let's go get some cold ones. And then it's like, damn, I'm not drinking. What am I going to do? And then it's like, all right, well, I need a little edible or got my neti stick. I could have a little fun. I found out you can take too big of an inhale of it. I was like crying.
I like how you went immediately to the extreme. Like one night of no booze and a neti stick. You're like, let's see how much neti stick I can do. Well, and also as far as the Friday night thing, you know, I mean, you think about like how long you have been drinking on Friday nights personally, but then also as an American culture, I mean, that's what most people do, especially in their 20s, 30s, 40s. So, you know, yeah. It makes sense. I mean, it's just it's like a habitual behavior and it's just hard to break those. It's like a lifestyle thing, you know? And like, that's kind of what people, especially your friends are up to on a Friday night. Like what else are you going to do? Like go out to dinner maybe, you know, or a show, but even at shows, people are drinking. I do like how much you've been hammering down the NA beers and that it feels like a substitute. Like you said, before we started casting, you were saying that you had one like at 7 a.m. the other day and you're like, it just felt like something wrong.
I set my alarm for 5:30 a.m., got up to watch some of the pregame at F1. And there's this one brand, Hoplark, I really like because it's like they just use like an extract. So there's zero calories in it. It's basically just like a flavorful. But yeah, I cracked one at 6 a.m. and was like, ooh, feels dirty in a good way.
So wait, what is it? It's like a soda water, basically? Matt, you're completely frozen, by the way.
Well, I know we're losing him. And Matt's the authority on our NA beers. He could do it better. I wish people could see. He's also frozen with his neti stick in his nose.
Yeah, totally. Oh. Dude, it's like very apropos given the combo we were having before this cast started.
That's so, can you hear me?
It's still... All right, now you're back.
Okay. Yeah,
I think that it's still an NA beer.
So technically, like, that's hop water.
That's hop water.
Yeah. All right.
Which is so it's just... like literally, I don't know the answer to this. It's literally like water and hops?
Yeah, carbonated water and hops. As opposed to, I don't know exactly what constitutes an NA beer, but... The hop waters just, you know, taste like hops and have the carbonation.
Oh, hop water is not an NA beer? Like, that's two different things?
Yeah, technically. And I think one of the big things is NA beer has calories.
But they both, like, essentially taste like beer, right?
Yes.
Correct. I've had some of the NA spirits and, you know, left me a little wanting, to be honest. So I wasn't sure about the NA beers.
Yeah, so like most NA beers, they have to brew it and then take the alcohol out. So that's why NA beers a lot of times can be more expensive buying like a six pack.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
And then wasn't gonna say. So like those Michelob Ultras, that's what I was like, oh, there's only 30 calories in these. Like, I'm not going to sweat the Ultra Zeros. But those ones.
You are a Texas guy, dude. Everyone here drinks Mick Ultra, like as soon as you get outside the city.
Yeah, and I was telling my cousin, who hasn't drank in years, he's like, you were still having shower beers? And I was like, yeah. Like, again, like ritual. I'm on vacation. Had the tunes playing in the bathroom, having a shower beer. Like, it's just like, all right. Like, now I'm trying to convince people we should start bringing those Hoplarks around. And, like, even if we're drinking beer, like, just mix in an NA there. Take a little pace car.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, that's awesome. I mean, full-on substitute. Also, it's crazy. I didn't even think about the caloric load, Matt. That's a good point. It's weird that we still, like, the NA beers are getting so big because, obviously, like, the youth aren't drinking as much. But there's still such a culture of, like, we only know, like, how to go to a bar to all hang out together. You know?
All right. So let's get into this conversation a little bit because I was having this conversation with some other people, right? Like, even though I wasn't drinking alcohol, I did still want to go to the bar to watch the sporting event because I still wanted to be like loud and like cheer loudly, right? And like, you're sitting at a house with like, you know, people's kids. You don't want to be screaming fuck all the time. and I mean, there's a certain point where it is fun hanging out with people that are like coming up on the drunkenness, you know, and some people are fine. Like I have a couple friends like drunk or sober. They're fine.
Thanks, bro.
But I was like, I still like the bar is still fun, you know? And like I saw in New York City, this woman was opening like a full NA bar and I was like, At that point, let's just go drink some fucking tea or coffee. Like, the point of the bar is, like, people should be kind of loud and obnoxious sometimes, you know, especially during a sporting event. It's like, there's certain times I still like, and frankly, I still like bar. It's like, some people still really like bar food.
I like bar food. Yeah, there's an NA bar right by my house that I haven't been to, but definitely becoming a thing.
That's wild. A whole bar that's NA.
Well, this, in all fairness, is sort of like, you know, like when you go through, like at a festival, how they have like all the little booths set up of like, you know, this person sells tie-dye, this person sells like random, like psychedelic posters and stuff like that. Yeah. So this is like an eco community that actually tenants right by the house. It would shock you that it's there, but they do like vegan meals. They have an NA bar, and then they have like kind of a lot of little like shops sort of like that. It's like the Third Eye Cafe. And like, I walked through there today and they were doing like a psychedelic workshop that was like healing without the high is what it was called. And I just saw dudes with drums and a lot of LED lights.
All right. All right.
So they're doing the NA route. I don't know if it's good or not, but I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. And like, you know, I have some good things to report. Number one, even without drugs and booze, still like EDM music. That's fun.
Nice. Full conversion. Conversion complete.
Well, it's like, it's not like I'm not going to, like, it's not like I'm done drinking. I'm just trying to pick and choose a little more and be a little more careful just for, I mean, and plus it's like, shit, man, like I am in my mid 40s. So like, obviously you can't keep up like you used to.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, the thing is like, no, what's it called? Decisions have to be permanent, you know, like you can always pump the brakes and take some time and whatever. Like there's just different seasons and cycles to life. So I think it's a good move.
Yeah. I was honestly taking like almost that whole month off. And again, I had a little taste of whiskey with Carson, but like I was happy I could have like a taste of whiskey and not just be like, let's just drink the rest of it. And then I was also pretty happy after the Gorge, right? Because we went out Friday night, drinks like Saturday, and then the Gorge. And then like Monday, it was kind of like after we got back, like I had a couple in the morning. And I'm just kind of like, all right, by Tuesday, I was like, all right, we'll just shut it off again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good feeling just to have like that. I don't know. That self-control or the mindset kind of. But yeah, the Gorge was fun as hell, man. I had a great time anyway.
So we got to tell this story a little bit. We get out there and it is rare, Matt. It is rare that I get a win over, I consider Cobb a good outdoorsman, that I get a win over him. But I get there, him and the mayor already set up. The lady next door's, she's awesome. She's hanging out. And like, I'm setting up mine. I go, you guys put on your rain flies? Look at this sun. Why would we need a rain fly? It's like, all right.
And we laughed in his face. To be fair, we laughed in his face. Like, he's putting it lightly. We laughed in his face. Beautiful day at the Gorge, 70, 80 degrees. It's great.
It was. It was awesome.
Not a cloud in the sky, as they say.
Right. So then we go over. We saw Billy Strings, which I highly recommend. That was a fun show. Also, did you notice when we were watching that, there was that group of like, kind of like more jam band looking hippies dancing. And then I noticed people coming down from all corners of that place. And like, I saw one guy that kept doing like how Russians, like you see the old Russian dances where they crouch
Cossack.
Down.
Yeah, I saw that guy. The Cossack dancing. That's hard as hell to do. That hurt my knees just watching that guy do it on concrete.
But I saw like he ran over, had somebody start filming and started doing it. And I was kind of like, yeah, like, I don't know. It was the first time I saw like a dance influencer in the wild. And I kind of wanted to be like, yeah, but you're not really feeling the moment. You're just doing it because it looks cool.
I know. All that stuff is always feels a little performative to me.
Yeah, like that original group, like good for them. And if people want to run down and kind of hop in, I also think it goes back. There's a famous clip of like, I don't know how long ago it was, the Gorge. And there's one dude in the grass dancing by himself and it keeps building and building. And I feel like, are people going to the Gorge now looking for that moment?
They could be. Yeah, he's dancing to the song Unstoppable, or I Want to Be Unstoppable. Great clip. Yeah, he one man turned into like a 400-person dance party. They could be, you know? People are always chasing a little, what's the right word? I don't know, that rush and connection. But Yeah, those I personally I enjoyed having the hippies down there by us in the bar.
Yeah.
Just kind of stage right, I guess that would be for gorge goers. And yeah, I thought it was cool. It was a nice energy. It was like, you know, I don't know, well, there were probably like 21, 22, like nice energy change. They call them the shoot, do you remember what the Billy Strings like accolades are called? Acolytes are called?
Stringheads? I don't know.
They had like a decent name. Billy Goats.
Billy Goats. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't understand. I remember the mayor looked at me and he goes, "You know this song?" And I go, "Well, it's just a cover of a bluegrass song." So I, other than the fact that Billy likes to jam, I still don't get the connection between all the Deadheads and Billy Strings, but I'm here for it. Like, both awesome crowds.
Yeah, it is a weird mix at that. So what we went to is like called the Outlaw Music Festival, which, you know, it's a one-day thing. I don't know if I'd call it a festival, maybe a little generous. But we've gone 2 years in a row, and so it was like Billy Strings, Bob Dylan, and then Willie Nelson. And last year also had John, no longer Cougar, Mellencamp, who was amazing. But yeah, it's a weird mix. And so the crowd is also kind of unsure of it's not homogeneous. And so it's like an unsure mix of like hardcore hippie Deadhead fans and then like older people who are there for kind of Billy Joel and then like
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, like Billy Strings fans. Like, I don't know. It's an interesting mix, odd mix. Agreed?
100%, right? Like, because you have all the jam band people, then you have people that think they're like outlaw cowboys because Willie's there.
And yeah, then crushing beers.
I would call almost like a little bit of like a 50 to 60 year old kind of yuppie crowd that was there for Dylan.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, dude. Like they're drinking wine. The Billy Goats are drinking beer and the Willie people are smoking weed and doing psychedelics. So it's like a weird, what's that called? A Venn diagram.
Yeah. Everybody I talked to though was super cool. It was dope. All right. So Matt, so we're there. Billy Strings plays. We leave this like liquor garden. And like you could see the stage a little bit in this garden, but you got to kind of walk out. So we watch Billy Strings. We go back in. Now Bob Dylan's on. I respect Mr. Dylan. I get what he did for music and, you know, culture and everything. I just not the biggest fan, but like my buddy Rob, he loves Bob Dylan, right? So I see him over in the side of the like liquor garden. They sell beer everywhere. That's why I'm calling it a liquor garden, not a beer garden. And like I could tell he's like having a moment. So I'm like, I'm gonna let him be. And then finally I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna walk over and let Rob tell me how important this is. And he's like, you don't understand what Bob Dylan means to music and this and that. Folks, the show is being paused.
No. Two songs in.
I think he was a couple more in, but he was not deep in that set. And Matt, all of a sudden, they clear Bob Dylan off the stage, and here comes the wind. I mean, we're sitting right there on the side of the stage, and like, you know, those speakers are big and they're hanging, but in this windstorm, you really notice them.
Yeah, they're moving.
Yeah. Then the clouds move in, couple little sprinkles, nothing too crazy. We waited out. I don't know how. Me and Rob got separated. At some point, we're just kind of up at the top of the hill. There's Cobb just kind of hanging, like, what's up? And we're like, dope. All right. The mayor's staying put. He's not leaving his spot. So we hang out. We sit in the grass. Willie comes out. Willie ends up coming back out, which was dope. He probably did like 10 to, I don't know, 12 songs. So then Rob and I, we get on the shuttle bus back to our campground. It's raining. So like, you know, we put a rain fly on a couple things. Mine's already up. And then, I mean, just the Wild Horse campground. So they thought the show was over. So they kind of had the pizzas going, but they had closed the kitchen. F***ing Cobb out of nowhere. And keep in mind, we're drinking champagne like a superstar. He's like, I'm working on it. We're getting these burgers.
We've been talking about Wild Burgers all day. It's like the special of this camp. It's called Wild Horse, and the Wild Burger usually goes to like 2 a.m.
Right. And I mean, we have been talking 2 days, I think. We've been talking about it since Friday. It's like, you got to get this burger. You got to get this burger. Cobb's like, I'm working on it. We're drinking some champagne. Our pizza's come out. Pizza was better than I thought. Credit to them. And then Cobb's like, good news. They reopened the kitchen. We got burgers coming. I was like, I don't even want to ask what you did, said, or paid, but thank you.
I hyped up the boys, dude. I work in a commercial kitchen with the popcorn shop. So, you know, you just got to find some leverage. They were feeling a little down because they had already cleaned up. They thought they were going home. You know that feeling. But yeah. So they were kind of negotiating with the camp owner and their manager. And, you know, I like to think they were already on the edge of staying. And I just, you know, gave them that little nudge.
Yeah,
but right after that, buses arrived and like 100 people got burgers because of us. So it felt good.
Correct. That's what I was going to say. There was a lot of people that stayed to the very end. So, like, that was good. I also love Cobb's trying to defend. He's like, it was so sunny. Why would I put the rain fly on? And I was like, dude, you're the one that taught me always put on your rain fly.
Austin, it's made me soft, dude. I forgot the ways of the Northwest. You always put that thing on and you always bring a jacket.
Yeah.
I did neither. I was wearing a friggin' linen shirt, dude. Like, I had nothing. That thing's like basically see-through.
I had a rain fly on and I had a hoodie around my waist.
Yeah. That's, experience over beauty, you know?
Also, Matt, you've been to the Gorge enough. At one point, we're laying in the grass on the hill, like just the three of us. Rob, like, puts his head back, and I guess his shades fall off or something. So we find Cobb again, and Cobb's like, I'll find him. And we're like, he's never going to find these. I mean, you didn't seem like you were gone 2 minutes. Boom, he's back down the hill, like, here you go. I got to go find the mayor. And we're like, holy shit.
Well, whatever we were doing, it's a hell of a drug. Even the people when I was looking for those with the little flashlight, they're like, oh, what are you looking for? I was like, these sunglasses. They're like, oh my god, that never happens. Iconic.
Right, and those military guys next to us, they were at our campground. So I was like, huh, all right. But yeah, just super fun, epic night. We did get warned once. I think we had the music a little loud at like 2 in the morning. Quiet hours start at midnight. We're like, and that guy was like, hey, like, we were like, turn it down. We're on it. No worries. And he's like, for real? We were like, yeah, man, no sweat. we get it. And he's like, oh, all right, thanks.
Yeah, man, Wild Horse is awesome. Ted, I never got your full review, but I tell you, you liked that campground?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like regular Gorge camping sometimes can be like Thunderdome or Mad Max. And so, yeah, definitely a great upgrade.
Yeah, and the grass is that nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the highlight of the day might have just been like sitting in the shade, laying in that grass before we went over to the show.
Oh, we were the last ones to leave. Literally.
We were the last ones to leave.
Like, we missed two openers.
It was like, I was like, this grass is great. I stay lay down here for a while and, you know, just hang out.
Oh yeah. That's honestly some of the greatest grass on earth.
Yeah, and people don't understand, like, where the Gorge is basically desert. So like, they had to plant all that grass, take very good care of it, because it's like, you don't get patches of this grass. Like, I didn't even put down a mattress pad. I just set up my tent and slept on the ground.
Yeah, it's plush, to say the least. To put it mildly, it is plush, plush grass.
Yeah, yeah.
And juxtapose that against the dust bowl that is regular Gorge camping, and, you know, it's a real treat.
Yeah, and honestly, there's so many times I've woken up over there and that sun's just beating on you. Like, the next morning, it was pretty cool. Like, I was like, I don't mind this at all.
Oh, yeah. Waking up. The only thing worse than going to sleep at the Gorge is waking up at the Gorge.
Yeah. That, and like, let me ask you guys, because I know, am I the only one? Like, I mean, we were sitting up for a while, and then it's like, as soon as I zipper up my tent, it's like, and I got to pee.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Like, literally, and I hear Cobb goes, like, mayor? And I go, no, it's Ted. And he goes, oh, I heard a lot of ruffling around. I thought it was the mayor. I was like, no, that's me. I've only been down for 10 minutes. I got to go pee.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was fun. Honestly, great pillow chat. So it's four guys, and we each brought our own tent. So we're just pillow chatting between the tents. It was fun.
It was. I was like, ah, we're clearly still talking, but like, I don't think anybody really cared. But it was funny, just laying it, all of us in separate tents, still talking.
No, that was good. Yeah, just nice little weekend, you know, just quick, like one day, one off trip to the gorge.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, like I was gonna say, it's good to reconnect with the boys too. And then June is men's mental health awareness month. So I think that's a good point to bring up. Like, I don't know, man. You just chill out with some of the fellas, and it's like it's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, it does like not to be overly dramatic, but sometimes it reminds you like why life is worth living. You know, you just at least when I'm with you guys, like I feel so just like understood and not judged and just enhanced. You know, I feel like I can be myself. It feels great. And it's nice to like have that touch point every once in a while to just be like, oh yeah, I'm normal. My problems are normal. This feels good. Nice to just have like some community, you know?
Yeah. Also, here's a question for you. Where do Wooks live? Like every festival I've been
Off
to,
grid,
there
bro.
was, yeah, I'm just like, where do they, and like, there was a couple that were like in that liquor garden because they were closer to the stage. They were not drinking, but like, they're always barefoot. They always look dirty. And I'm just like, where do you live in the normal world outside of like festivals and concerts?
That's a great question. I mean, they walk amongst us, but you don't see Wooks often, especially in full festival regalia. Some part of me thinks that they go festival to festival and kind of live on the road, but
All right.
I don't know. Like, if you're a Wook selling nitrous, you know, you probably don't have a mailing address, right? Certainly aren't filing taxes, I'll
Right.
tell you that. But I don't know, man. I actually really haven't talked to a lot of Wooks because I only see them when I'm in a state where I'm like, you know, not like, I don't know, where I can't really handle that kind of interaction.
Yeah. Well, so I follow like a couple Wook like things on
Yes, dude, hell yeah.
Instagram.
Okay, that's what I'm here for.
Right. Yeah, Boofa Crystal, live in a van, like f your life.
Boofa Crystal, dude.
Right.
Oh,
But
bro, Googling right now.
right. So like you people Google Wooks, so you'll know what we're talking about. But I'm just like, yeah. And then at a festival, some of the Wooks could be like the coolest people, but like one thing I remember like once like, yeah, dude, I get it. You are in great shape. Like you are, you do have abs. It's like also you eat an apple a day and don't have an income. It's like you've been on drugs for 2 weeks straight. Of course you don't, you're not gaining weight, huh?
Someone who is considered unkempt, unemployed, or addicted to drugs, particularly at music festivals or rave events.
Yeah, looking for that ground score.
Also, I didn't realize like boofing a crystal, also referred to as a booty bump, is shoving a crystal of methamphetamine your rectum. Pretty cool.
I mean, you remember
Cool
those two.
stuff.
Yeah, I was just like.
Really elite stuff. This next one is a Wook is a demon that takes the form of a beggar. Ted, if I'm ever boofing crystals, dude, this is your warning now. Like, save me. I need you.
Yeah, I mean, I right, like I don't.
Something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, and I don't care. Don't be like, well, it wasn't meth. It was MDMA. Like, what? You're putting it in your ass, man. Like, we've crossed a line
Yeah.
here, and like, you might have to bleep that part, putting it in. But like, we got to back up here, fellas. Like, what has gone wrong? What are we doing now?
Yeah, a Rubicon has clearly been crossed when you're boofing crystals. Like that's another level of the game, you know? There's
Yeah.
like, I'll wear a tie-dye shirt, dude, no problem. But like when you're boofing crystals and talking and telling your friends, I don't know.
And look, I've been there. I've talked about this on the men's room. One of the first festivals I ever went to is for Meltdown. Like I might have taken a few things and yeah, had a long conversation with like basically the Wook version of a what I thought was a wise goat. And then the next day we're leaving and I'm like, oh, there's that goat. Oh, it's a scrawny, gross dog.
Oh,
Matt, I sat there with him for like half an hour and was like, "You're right, goat. You're so right."
Oh my God, and it was a dog.
It was the scrout. I mean, just terrible looking dog. As I said, it was the Wook version of a dog.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's like, "That's the wise goat you talked about seeing." I was like, yeah, that's him.
Well, you know, can't win them all.
It's like the old joke about like the Jersey Shore. Like, be careful when you wake up in the morning. Most of her face is going to be on the pillow.
Dude, that's so funny because I was just thinking about like when a female sleeps with a Wook and they like wake up in whatever that dwelling is. You know, you wake up in that van with blacked out windows. It's like, oh no. Like he looked a lot hotter when I was on, you know, 3 grams of ecstasy. And he had that six pack, you know?
Now in the morning, you're like, you should eat something, dude.
It's like, I hope I am not pregnant. Oh man. Matt, you're glitched out again.
Yeah, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll do some emails. Hopefully, we'll have a what's battening and, of course, cop topic.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back to everybody. Thanks to all our sponsors out there. We really do appreciate it. And, I don't know what I'm going to do with the second garage. Anyhow. Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Of course. All right. Subject line, all caps, the gym. You guys talking about the gym triggered me a little bit. I've gotten into rowing machines for the past few months, and my gym has them aimed directly at the stair steppers. Oh my God. The booties I get to stare at can be quite motivating. Sometimes, especially when I'm getting close to 10,000 meters and wanting to give the F up. I got to be careful though, because my wife and I go to the gym together. Thankfully, she's typically on the other side of the building, but lately has been kind of sneaking past me to run on the treadmills behind me. I've been hinting less and less subtly that she needs to start hitting those stair steps. Side note on that, if you guys aren't watching Landmen, I definitely recommend it. It's just straight up awesome. The reason I'm correlating those is one particular scene where Billy Bob's ex-wife and daughter go to the gym and do stair steps just to make their asses look incredible. And that scene is, chef's kiss. Same guy.
That name.
6 minutes late. What?
Don't read that name.
His name's not on it, but I will say this. Same guy, 6 minutes later. Coffee, all caps. And then we have another email. But you guys want to talk about the gym first?
Oh, I was just going to say Landman. I haven't watched it yet, but everybody's like, you got to watch it.
That's a good one. Billy Bob Thornton, solid. We tried getting into it just for whatever reason. I don't know. We tried like 4 or 5 episodes, but people really, really like it. And definitely some attractive content. I like coffee, but I like it on my own terms. Most coffee at like a diner is terrible. I like to say it tastes like it was filtered through a jock strap. Jesus Christ. Keurigs may be the worst ripoff product I've ever had in my life. The average person has no idea that Nespresso came first back in 1986, and it makes an absolutely perfect espresso shot every time. Just can't do espresso.
I'm down with Nespresso, but again, I'm a coffee whore. I'll drink cheap stuff and expensive stuff.
Ted at one point was talking about having those little coffee cans from Costco, and I think they are absolutely terrible. So I recommend you try the Starbucks ones. They're quite a bit more expensive, but beat everything else out, and I don't need to put sugar or cream into them. Actually make them drinkable. Also, cold brew has higher caffeine content, but way less acidic, so it's easy on the stomach. Yeah, I actually use Starbucks pods, to be honest. Diehard Seattleite, and they are pretty good.
I love those little black silver cans from Costco.
Wait, so what are the silver you're talking about? It's like a cold brew? It's already made?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What, you know what brand it is?
I like Ted just looks over like, I got some right here.
Yeah.
There you go. Ted, Kirkland Signature Cold Brew.
Yeah.
Wow.
15 calories?
It's not bad.
Just getting it done.
Dude, that's like, I always wondered. Well, never mind.
In the morning time, I do have one recommendation. If you're looking for like an easy breakfast, man, get the I forget the company. Some of the protein shakes are much better, like Fairland or whatever. Those ones are awesome. But I'll also drink just the premium protein ones.
Oh, Premier Protein?
Yeah. Mix that vanilla with that black canned coffee. You got like a little morning beverage with your protein.
Dude, getting it in. Gains. That's straight gains right there. You're locked in, as the kids are saying these days.
Further.
Cobb topic, vacation. Shout out to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
The Cobb topic was, what are American problems that they don't see as problems? First, y'all hit on good points in the last cast. I've been living and working in Germany since 2018, and I could write an essay on the topic. But for me, the biggest thing was vacation and work-life balance. By law here, the minimum amount of vacation days are 25, but most people start with 30 days of vacation. And you have to use your vacation time in that calendar year. You can't bank it. And sick leave is virtually unlimited. At age 45, I had acute cataracts in both eyes. I got 3 weeks off for recovery, no questions asked. Surgery fully covered by insurance, no questions asked. This does not include all the bank holidays, which in spring there are tons, being a primarily Catholic country. Whereas in the U.S., it's almost encouraged to not take time off and to minimize time off work. Work through pain and sickness, or if you take too much time off, you can lose your job. Cheers from your guy on Lake Constance, Lance.
That's a great point, dude. It is wild. And I mean, I think it's changing a little bit, but I mean, I used to be the same way, brag about like never taking a sick day, or I don't even use all my vacation. Somebody's like, why are you not using your vacation? And then truthfully, I think it's ridiculous, and I think managers need to be smarter. Like, there's no point in coming in sick. You're going to get the rest of the team sick, right? So now the team's not functioning at the highest level, right? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I just, you know, if you're actually sick, you got the flu, or I don't know, even if, like, just take a day, right? That's why they have it in there.
Yeah, American work culture is out of control. I mean, I mostly like working, so it's enjoyable for me, but it's crazy how much people work in this country.
I say it all the time, right? When I'm on the air, I like my job, right? I don't mind going to work. I'm also going to use every goddamn day of vacation they give me and take my holidays.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, as much as I do say, if you're actually sick, take a sick day or a personal day, just you got to be smart about it, folks. I've seen this. You don't see it as much with my friends in their 40s, but in my 30s, I saw it a lot. Can't be calling out sick all Monday after a big Hawks game, all right? We all know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Right? Suck it up and get in there.
American Concerns. Good evening, gentlemen of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Just wanted to throw in my thoughts on the topic. In America, we're concerned with having cars for everything, whereas the rest of the world doesn't care that much and is fine just taking public transit, biking, or walking. Cheers, Kelly, the man. P.S. Cobb, I'll be in Austin for the next few days for work. If you want some free barbecue, let me know. I'll probably be hitting up Terry Black's or somewhere else in the area. Damn, Kelly. I'm just reading this, obviously. That was sent on May 20th. It's June 3rd, so I'm guessing you're not in town. That would have been sick. I live right by Terry Black's. I'm like, yeah, I could see it literally from my office right now. I totally would have gone and grabbed some barbecue with you. That would have been rad. My bad. And next time you're down here, I just put it in the subject line.
Cobb, question for you. A couple years ago when I was in Scottsdale, it's like, you know, like Sunday morning or whatever. So I'm down at the bar having a coffee and a beverage, and I start talking to this dude, and he's a little bit older, right? Like in his 60s, and he's telling me about his son, and his son's got a food truck, and I'm like, oh yeah, and he's talking about barbecue and this, because we're talking about bar, and finally I go, all right, like this doesn't sound like your son's f***ing around. Like this sounds like legit barbecue in Austin. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, you know, like, all right, I'll tell you the name of it. So now they have a brick and mortar. Have you been to Leroy and Lewis?
Leroy and Lewis.
Yeah.
Dude, this might weirdly be a guy that I used to work with, because when we started our popcorn, we actually started down here. We had a spot in a commercial kitchen. I'm Googling these guys as fast as I can. I think I do know these guys.
So they have a brick and mortar now. It's getting great reviews. And I don't know if it was Leroy or Lewis, whose dad I was talking to. But yeah, that's how I found out about like that barbecue festival in Chicago every year with all these musical acts and everything.
Dude, the brick and mortar looks good too. I'll talk a lot of shit on a bad build out. This looks great.
Yeah. And to his dad's credit, he was very like not trying to say it. Then I was just like, all right, come on, man. Like this has to be a serious food truck. And he told, and I was like, all right. So I started following him, but I've never been there, but it looks awesome.
Dude, I'm adding it to my list of places to go, or technically it's things to enjoy. Leroy and Lewis barbecue. Done. Leroy and BBQ. Nice. Dude, I'll probably hit that up in the next, this summer at some point. It looks legit. That looks really good. Also, like their iconography and stuff, just super cool. Yeah, fan for sure. And it's not too far away, it looks like. But I think I know the guy. I'm not 100% sure. That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I was talking to this dude that was, he had already had a few beverages on Saturday. Him and his girl were pretty, and he's like, oh, you know Austin? I was like, I do know Austin. And he's like, you ever go down to Dirty Six? And the guy is older than I am. I'm like, nah, man, I hang out on West Sixth. And he's like, you got to go to Dirty Six for this and that. And I was like, no.
we've moved beyond that. We're West Sixth, East Sixth, and Red River Social people. That's awesome.
I was just like, I got you. I was just like, no, I don't hang out down there. Get real. And I wanted to be like, you're older than I am. You shouldn't be down there either. You look like a creep.
Dude, I went to a 30 plus rave. So it was in the middle of the day. It was, you know, for people who are 30 and older, it was in the middle of Dirty Sixth, and we were standing outside and it looked so sad. We weren't even going to poke our heads in. And thank God we did. Because I went and it was effing awesome. Packed to the nines with like, you know, and this is like, what, 3 p.m, sunshine, and people going ballistic in this like post-apocalyptic industrial like rave scene. And I had so much fun. And they were only playing like early 2000s cuts, like laid over with like, I don't know, a bunch of house music. Like it was so good. I mean, if you're into TI, this was your scene.
Dude, they have one coming up in Seattle. Because my Instagram feed hits and I'm like, I'm gonna go to one of those.
Go, like, they're fun.
Yeah, I mean, even like, look, I was super old when I went to see Jake play, but like, the day party is just. I was telling Rob that today. I go, that was one of the funner things we have done in a while. Like day party. I said, now, but if we went and everybody was our age, that'd be even better.
Yeah, day parties. Well, Matt, you're gonna have to believe me, but day parties.
Yeah. Now, here, let me ask you this. Is it because we're getting old, or have day parties always been fun?
It's because we're getting old, I think. So I went to Daybreaker this weekend, which, incredible. They're coming to Seattle if you're interested in a great day party. But what I think is cool is, like, I just can't start my night at midnight, you know? I can't start at midnight and party till 4 a.m. and then wake up the next day at 2 p.m. It's just like, I'm just not doing it. But, like, you come to me with that same music at 10 a.m. on a Saturday, I am your guy. I will stay there from, I've literally stayed from open to close for like 4 hour dance sets, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too. I mean, forget dance parties, even with like day drinking, like I'm just like Saturday, like you got football on and stuff. Like I'm fine. Booze or no booze to be like, all right, 7:38, let's call it.
Yeah. Like we're done. There's no more damage for us to do here, you know?
And trust me, the Coyote still has it in him. We stayed up late a couple weekends ago, but like, I needed a nap when I got home on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. It just, it makes everything easier. You know, me trying to fire up the system, fire up the engine at 10 p.m. on a Friday for a night that's going to go till 3 is a lot harder than 10 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah. That's what people that live in New York just blow my mind. Like, I have friends my age, and they're like, dude, we don't even go out till 9 or 10. I'm just like, Jesus.
Like, that's ludicrous. You still start work at 7 a.m., right?
It's like, yeah, exactly.
You guys are animals.
Pretty sure that's why they invented cocaine. All right. Let's. He's back. He's better than ever. Let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
It was a fun weekend. Lots of golf. I can golf now. I've golfed 3 times in the last, well, I guess now it's 5 days, but yesterday I had golfed 3 times in the last 4 days. And, you know, had a lot of fun. Playing pretty well. And, yeah, it's just been, awesome getting out there and, you know, seeing the place I work from the golf course side of things is like, just fires me up. So, that's been cool. And then Friday night, there was a lady in town, girl in town, who's like a Broadway star. She was on that show Glee. Her name is Leah Michelle, and one of my clients gave us tickets to her show.
All right.
So she did, she like grew up on Broadway. Like her first Broadway show was like, she was like 6. And so she did a bunch of songs from all her Broadway shows for like the first part. And then the second part was all songs from that she did on Glee. And then the last part was like some solo songs. And it was cool. I mean, it's not my usual scene, but she was very talented and, you know, had a good time. That was the night I texted you, Cobb, and I learned that the Lapperts down here is different from the Lapperts in Hawaii. So.
Yeah, Lapperts war.
Yeah, there's a full on, like, you know, Azelle's situation happening, I think.
Dude, Hooters is the same way.
Hooters is?
There's two Hooters. One of them just went bankrupt.
Okay.
Are they like same thing? Two totally different companies.
Whoa.
Yeah. The guys that started the original ones, they own all the ones in Florida and in Illinois. So they're like, we're not going bankrupt.
Yeah, we're doing great. Florida is popping.
It's the same thing when I go back east. Like, there's the original Lido's, and that guy owns a couple of them. There's franchises. So everybody swears some Lido's are better than other Lido's.
Dude, that's how people think I'm crazy, but that's how, oh my God, what's the taco spot in Seattle? Taco Del Mar. The one in Juanita was so good, and the other ones, a lot of them are so bad. The one kind of by your old office, Ted, is actually pretty solid. But like the one on East Lake, for instance, awful location. But for some reason, the one in Juanita just hit and it went out of business. But it was popular as hell and really tasty.
Nice.
So I'm with you. They're not all the same.
Yeah, I just
Matt just sent me this. We are not affiliated with the Lapras ice cream in the mainland. Lapras Hawaii product can only be found in Hawaii and on our website. Like, damn.
Yeah.
God, I would love to know that, T.
Right?
Well, because even that's the place we got the date shake, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But even when you used your punch card, she looked at you and said, I'll punch it. But all three of these are owned by three different people.
Yeah. And
wait,
I just
three
sent
different
you...
Lapras?
What?
There's three different Lapras?
Yeah, down here. And they all have different owners, but they're all the mainland Lapras, which I just sent Ted their website, which says, enjoy the difference of Lapras ice cream with flavors from around the world, like Kauai pie. So they're just like hinting at the Kauai reference on their website without saying we are not affiliated with Lapras Hawaii. They want you to think it's the same thing. It's not.
Wait, where did it start?
In Hawaii, on Kauai.
I mean, it's kind of like coming to America, right? Like McDowell's.
Yeah.
Who has Lapras.com? Which one is this?
That's the one that's here.
All right, so you went to Lapras.
And then
what else?
Yeah, so we went to Lapras that night, got a date shake. It was delicious.
Those were good.
And had to text Cobb when I stumbled onto that revelation because it's right up his alley. And then, let's see, Saturday night we went to a different theater for a world premiere of a play. That was the theater on Saturday night, the one that we've been going to a lot for all the different plays this season, and it was the world premiere of a play called The Beverly Hills Hotel Peace Talks, which was like about the movie Funny Girl, which I still haven't seen, and like the release leading up to it and the tension in the Middle East, and it was a really cool, you know, it was weird that it was set in like the 60s, you know, and it was still pretty relevant. But yeah, the Beverly Hills Hotel Peace Talks, like that was its debut here. And then it's going to go to New York off Broadway and then see how big of a hit it becomes out there. But I thought it was really good. And it was fun to just go to the theater that we've been going to all season. The night before at Lea Michele was a much bigger theater. She was also in Funny Girl on Broadway. So both of them are talking about this movie with Barbara Streisand from the 60s that I got to check out now. But yeah, I was like, she's talking about...
I mean, you're in Palm...
Huh?
Yeah. You're in Palm Springs. You might as well start getting into Streisand.
Right? It was just so fun. I just love the way that I've come to know about this. It was like... It won a bunch of Academy Awards and stuff. Like, I talked to these older folks, like, yeah, you don't know Funny Girl? Like, no, what is this? But yeah, hearing about it Friday night, knowing that the show Saturday night was based on, I was like, the same thing? Yeah, she was the lead on the Broadway revival. So yeah, it was very like old school desert themed weekend of theater and a lot of golf rounds. Yeah, it's just so fun. I love playing golf. I love where I work. So, yeah, just having a good time.
All right. Well, this won't shock you. I talked to my cousin on Sunday night for like 90 minutes. And I was like, have you listened to the cast? He's like, nah, sorry. And I said, no worries. I just don't want to repeat stories. And he's like, what have you been up to? And I was telling him about Palm Desert and everything. And then I go, the best Jewish deli I've ever been to is in Palm Springs. He's like, what? I was like, Sherman's is that good? I go, and Cobb will get this. I go, the only way I can compare that dessert case is like Mike's in the North End.
Yeah. Mike's Patriots, North End of Boston.
What place do you like? Because my cousin, I go, Cobb gets mad at me. He thinks Mike's a tourist trap. So he goes, oh, he probably goes to blah, blah, blah.
In Boston? Yeah. You know, I can't even think of what it's called now. I can't pull it off the top of my head. I'm not sure. But the pizza place is, I literally can't think. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that was
I'd
just,
have to look it up.
I was just explaining to him like best Jewish deli. And then that dessert case was just unreal.
I know, because the food's so good. Matt, and then it's like, round two. Look at that.
Oh, I know. And trust me, dude, I have looked at Goldbelly. I have looked at every crazy expensive like shipping service. And Sherman's is like, we don't ship. I was like, you bastards.
Sorry to interrupt. I just got to say it. Pizzeria Regina for people who spend time in Boston. Shout out.
Oh, that sounds good. Pizzeria Regina.
Oh, brother. It's on another level.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Hey, that's a nice penis.
Yeah, we do not do Italian on this show very well.
No.
All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I guess it's about that time.
Off topic.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know how to go with that. All right. So what's okay. So like one thing I noticed, so one thing that's getting big, I guess, in like the therapeutic community, what's the best way to frame this? Okay. So my wife works for a ketamine therapy company, and within the therapeutic community, one of the things that's big right now is EMDR therapy. People are saying that it treats the brain in a way that's similar to like when you
what is that?
EMDR therapy is, it's hard to explain, but it's a method for rewiring your brain is sort of what they say. That's their marketing speak. But I can't dive deep enough into it to really do it justice. I don't want to continue the wealth of misinformation, but they say that it's similar-ish process to going like for a long drive in the car or going on a scooter or anything really where you're going through forward motion. So a lot of the time I'll go on like a bird scooter ride around Austin and I feel better after. They say it's like because your peripheral vision, it feels like you're moving forward in the face of anxiety, fear, depression, whatever. You're like still advancing towards the threat. And so that calms your, what would that be? Your amygdala down and helps you kind of overcome that perceived threat, even though a lot of the threats in this modern day and age are psychological, not physical, right? So the top topic this week is, what is more therapeutic than people think? Feel free to email us, email@thepodcast.com, or hit us up on Twitter. But yeah, just like think of something random, like, you know, I don't know, eating ice cream at the end of a long day or whatever. But what's something that's more therapeutic than people think. Feel free to send us your answers. Boys?
I mean, I don't think this will shock anybody. You've heard it for years, and especially Bourdain made it pretty famous. But I really think breaking bread and having a meal with somebody, especially, you know, whether it's just me going to see Matt and seeing his town and how where they like to eat, or especially if you go to a different area and how those people cook this dish or that dish. Like, you really get to know people sitting around a table, you know, having a meal, maybe having a nice wine, something like that. I really feel like food is a way to kind of understand people and their culture.
Yeah, breaking bread is definitely a real thing.
Yeah, and it's fun and relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there's no culture that doesn't have some significant event where everybody gets together and you make something special or whatever.
Yeah, totally agree. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just...
Say something, Matt, for God's sakes.
Listening to Steel Panther and lifting weights, but there's a big caveat there of like lifting weights, or like I do hill sprints a lot this time of year. Those are like skills that you have to train. Like, you don't get to just like jump in and have these therapeutic experiences with them. It can suck for a while at the start, but if you get to the point where it's you know what you're doing, your nervous system's well connected to the motions and the muscles that are working for, you know, against gravity and weights for those times, like, and then you just throw in like Steel Panther's you know, insane lyrics and musicianship, and it's just a fun fucking couple hours. And even if it's closer to an hour, but like, I just get lost in there, just like having a blast. So but yeah, I know that from experience working with others that like that's not how it always starts out. But between the physical benefits and the mental, like, I think it's worth developing those skills to get to the point where you can just go in, go for, you know, a straight bro workout and just like blast some tunes and feel all your muscles working. If you like to smoke a little weed beforehand, you know, that's one of my secret weapons for sure. And it's the best. So, yeah, definitely recommend, you know, and it's for everyone, like, but if you need to start wherever you're at, like, getting in there, that's has its own mental benefits. But like, with where I'm at, it's just kind of automatic to just crush heavy weights or run up the hill. And just like, I just love Steel Panther so much. So they're just been my tunes of choice with that. And it's like, what a weird form of therapy. Like, they're just the song, The Shocker or Glory, or like any of these things where I'm just like, and I just walk out of there feeling like amazing. I'm like, nobody knows what the hell is going on in these earbuds.
Dude, also,
that's a good call.
Sorry to interrupt, Tech. Could I add one thing on Steel Panther, which is like, what I respect about them is they grew up listening to that kind of music and they like wanted to be in a hair band, but hair bands, like metal, whatever you want to call it, like, was no longer cool. And they were just like, whatever, dude, we're going to do it anyway. And now, like, they're arguably like the biggest one in the world.
Yeah. They
like, that's awesome. They were just like, this is what we want to do. And people can like, yeah, they're great musicians and great performers. And it's like the whole world was going against them and they just went against the grain. It's like, this is what we're about. And we're 1,000% about this lifestyle. And if you don't like it, don't come to the show.
Dude.
And like, they're living that lifestyle, man. I respect it so much. Sorry.
It's killer.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you. And like, yeah. And like, we've had them on a few KSW shows. Matt will test. Like, they're really like nice. Like, it is weird. I won't say too much. It is weird talking to them sometimes off the stage. It's like, they're completely done with their act. You're just like, oh, all right. But like, super dope dudes.
They're just normal, cool guys.
Yeah, and just the fact that they knew what they wanted to do and it worked. They made it work in the face of everything saying probably that it wouldn't, you know?
Dude, when I interviewed them for this podcast, I took a Tinder date on the first date to the Tacoma Dome to go backstage and interview them before they opened up for Judas Priest. And like, she was already a little hesitant. And I was like, no, it'll be fun. It's fine. And like, we go backstage. I interview them. They're like totally chill, respectful, awesome dudes. And like, she had a good time. And like, then their show started. And she was just like, what the fuck did you take me to, random guy from the internet? But shout out to her. She recorded one of my interviews with them. I never talked to her again.
Internet man. It's like local man does whatever. Like, internet man takes woman on scary date. Florida man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. Well, I think that's a good place to end it. Local man takes woman on weird date. All right. For MCTV, for Calm, the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.